Cardinal Stage Company wraps up their season with a thoroughly successful and involving production of Little Shop of Horrors. Book and lyrics by IU graduate Howard Ashman, with music by Alan Menken. Scott Greenwell was a masterly actor and singer, thoroughly believable as Seymour, the nerdy shop flower assistant, who discovers the carnivorous plant and then rides it to a grand guignol sort of fame. There's a good deal more of Upper New England than Lower East Side in Ken Farrell's shop owner Mushnick, but his antic dance as he sought to bind the increasingly successful Seymour to the shop was a funny mixture of Tevye the Milkman and Zorba the Greek. Brett Glodden was every bit as menacing, sympathetic, and silly as you could want as the sadistic dentist. He later appeared as a whole quintet of appealing bit players in the drama. The roles ranged from a street wino right on up to Life magazine's Clear Booth Loose. Naomi Weiss, as the hapless, self-hating bimbo Audrey, is simply the best that you'll ever likely see. Her acting was always on the mark. The delivery of the hilariously touching song of her idea of life's apex in the suburbs, just perfect. In any production of Little Shop, the urchins, the trio of singers, each named after a 50s girl group, are a hit. And this one was no exception. They sang their brief solos and the harmonies beautifully. Saturday night, regulars Lindsay Robinson and Charnette Beatty were joined by Ariel Simpson, as Terry Lynn Denny was off singing with the IU Soul Review. The Soul Review also took away Justin Merrick, who's the usual menacing voice of Audrey II, the man-eating plant, but the audience had no complaints with Corey Parisot's winning performance. The set by IU Opera Theater's C. David Higgins nicely depicts the dismal street scene of Skid Row, right down to the graffiti and a dog-decorated fire hydrant. It opens for a view of the even more dismal interior of Mushnick's flower shop. Cardinal Stage Company's artistic director Randy White says that directing this show was the culmination of a 20-year-long dream, and a dream of a production it is. Music direction is by Eric Anderson Jr., who led the five-piece band. Choreography is by Esther Woodlansky. Little Shop of Horrors at the John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium continues with performances through May 16th. You can find this review and an interview with choreographer Esther Woodlansky and singer Terry Lynn Denny on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.